Well, hey, family, and welcome to Coffee and Kathy. This is Steph from the Grief to Great Day podcast. You're listening to our weekly devotional episode. Now, Kathy, she was the sister of one of my best childhood friends. Each year in the summer, she would tag along when we went swimming or skateboarding, and in the winter, it was sledding. Now, some days that was okay, but some days we didn't want the little sister to hang around. Now, as we all grew up and I moved to North Carolina, I saw very little of her. Then, in 2021, over 4 decades after those summer and winter activities, I heard that not only had she become a children's pastor and lived in Guatemala teaching missionary children English, but she had also gotten cancer. She returned to the States. Her sister began caring for her, but within a couple of months, at the age of 50, she died. Now, what I learned after that made me really sad that I didn't know her better as an adult. See, God wasn't a part of her life. He was her life, and her impact on others was great. These weekly devotionals are a way for you to get quiet, grab some coffee, tea, or a green smoothie, and just listen as I read from Kathy's blog entitled Learned Along the Way. She was incredibly wise, funny, and a fully committed Christ follower. Grief, you know, the thing you're going through right now, it is the hardest thing you'll ever face, so don't let anyone ever diminish that. But let's also not diminish the power of God's word and the transformational healing he will do in your life. I'm a living testimony of going from pitiful, what I defined as brokenhearted, years of tears, angry at God and the world, overwhelmed and confused, to powerful, what I defined as peaceful, joyful, and strong in my trust, hope, and faith in God. You're not alone, and your day does not have to be your forever. Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. So all you need to do now is be still and just listen. One man. This past weekend, I received the gift of watching a young friend dance at the Kennedy Center. She performed with the American Ballet Theater in Sleeping Beauty. It was truly delightful. Beautiful costumes, dancers of all ages, colors, and sizes, incredible music, amazing athleticism displayed in choreography. But what struck me as I watched? One man was the key to the entire evening. Without him, the whole thing would have been a disaster. No matter how hard the principal dancers had worked, if he had been off, they would have floundered. No matter how gorgeous the costumes were, if he had fallen down the job, the evening would have flopped. And no matter how masterful the musicians in the orchestra were, they were fully dependent on him. Had they all practiced, it was evident that they had. Hours and hours had gone into pirouettes, arabesques, and rond-jetés. Days, weeks, and months had gone into learning how to dance and point, how to do the lifts and the leaps required. You could see the muscles in the dancers. You could feel the grace and the fluidity that came from endless practice. You could hear the way the orchestra played as one cohesive unit. They had most definitely practiced. But it still would have completely crashed without that one man, the conductor. Because he led the orchestra at all, the musicians could keep time with one another. Because he led the orchestra with precision, the dancers could perform with confidence, knowing that the notes played that evening were the same ones they had danced to in the studio over and over again. They could trust the conductor. And he did his job flawlessly, which led to the end result of a fabulous evening for all, the musicians, the dancers, and the audience. I'm a dancer on this stage of life. I have spent years in practice, learning little by little how to dance better and better. Time spent in the Word of God and in prayer. Time spent with other dancers who are farther ahead of me on this journey. Dancing to the music created by this great cloud of witnesses who surround me, those who have gone before and those who walk with me now. I'm a dancer. I am nothing without my conductor. He is the glue that holds my life together, bringing just the right music at just the right time, the right dance partners at the right place. He sets the pace, 6 days of work and one of rest. He brings in the instruments to make beautiful music, sometimes in a minor key, often in lilting, joyful tones, but always the right music at the right time. But without him keeping the rhythm of my life, it would fall apart. Paul said it this way, in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17. And here's the thing, he is a good, good conductor, the very best there is. When I listen, when I obey, when I dance for him alone, an audience of one. Then we both look good, because he is good, and I am following his magnificent lead. I get in trouble when I forget that I am not the conductor, or worse yet, when it's not forgetfulness but rebellion that leads the way. Then the dance falls apart, and this dancer gets injured, and the rest of the dance company suffers as well. But this good, good conductor simply reaches down a hand and pulls me to my feet. He tends to my wounds and he holds me close. And then he picks up the baton so that we may begin again.